And last week, I went to a neighborhood bar called the Thirsty Fish, and I was there with my country cousin across the hall, Stitch Mitchell. And he said, "See that woman over there?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Her name is Susan, but her nickname is Dirt, because she's older than everyone here." Okay, whatever. That's her affectionate nickname. But then Stitch told me every year on February 3rd, she comes up and reminds him that it's the day the music died. Because on February 3rd, 1959, Susan, you were at that final concert of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper back in Iowa.
I am really going to date myself on this, because then you're going to know how truly old I am.
No one's old on this program.
I grew up in a little town in Iowa. That particular year, I was a senior in high school. We had a community school, and there were only 59 in my graduating class, so it was small. But our big thing that we would do is Wednesday nights at a particular place, which was 11 miles away from my home, the Surf Ballroom. And they would have teen night, and they would have concerts for teenagers. And so I was at the Surf Ballroom for the dance, and the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Ritchie Valens, and Waylon Jennings. And we were there for that concert, dancing our feet off to the Jitterbug. And I had my ponytail and my poodle skirt and my saddle shoes.
How did they get such big stars to come to your town?
I have no idea. And that would be a good question. And of course, this was February, which was horrible weather. Mm-hmm. And we did not hear about it until the next day.
Wow. And do you remember that being like the greatest concert you ever attended, or was it just like another sock hop?
No, I'd have to say it's probably the greatest, because Buddy Holly was such a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
But that's my only claim to fame.
Yeah, that's a great claim. Well, Susan, thanks for sharing your story, and how about that? I mean, somebody who was actually there for that last concert. Wow.
It's Tim Hunter, mornings 6 to 9 on KRKO, when you can use a little smile to start your day.